This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you on The Ticket. Got game three of the NBA Finals tonight. As these games wind down, we get into the thick of summer. The Heat going to start making moves and all that. Let's go out to the Orion Fuels and Downs Convenience Stores guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. There we'll find the coach, Tony Fiorentino. Coach, thanks for always making time for us, man. Really appreciate it.
How you doing, guys?
Doing good, man. Doing good. So you got Heat Camp coming up. 8 weeks of basketball throughout Miami-Dade and Broward. You guys just added a new one in Palm Beach County coming up June 17th through the 20th. Coach, tell us a little bit about what you got coming up this summer with Heat Camp and all the things that the campers can look forward to.
Yeah, Heat Camp's always exciting. You know, we have as you mentioned, 8 of the next 9 weeks, we have camps. We added one more week. It's a perseverance basketball camp that we're partnering with up in Palm Beach. First time we've done it. That'll start on the 17th, as you mentioned. And it's sponsored by Junior Heat, which is a program that we started a year or two ago. And it's going to be exciting because our camps are not just basketball. We teach life skills. The kids get a camp shirt. There's giveaways. I give them a quote from a different person every day, not necessarily a sports person. And then we discuss it. They get to meet a Heat player or a legend one a week, where they take a picture. They get autographs. And then we play 10 five-on-five games for the week. They get skill work twice a day. I mean, it's totally encompassed camp. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. And not only that, but we broke our own record last year. We had 30 kids coming from 32 different countries, countries, to our camp, which is really amazing. Where, you know, in the middle of the summer, 90, 95 degrees, you got parents coming from Europe, Latin America, whatever, and they bring their kid to the camp. They enjoy Miami. Maybe they go to Orlando after that, you know, and stop at Disney World. So we really have a great time with the camp. Looking forward to the 8 weeks, and then also that extra week where I'm going to go up there, make an appearance, say hello, and maybe Glenn Rice will go up there. So we'll see how that goes.
Coach, I know obviously you got a bunch of little ballers out there that, you know, they want to be the next whoever out there, the next D. Wade. But if I'm a parent and I got a kid that loves the hoops but maybe hasn't played as much as some of the other kids, should I feel intimidated about signing my kid up, or is he going to get coached up too?
No, it's not a camp where you're invited to. We have kids of all different ages, all different sizes, girls and boys, 7 to 16. We put them together in an age group on Monday, but then we monitor it and see where the ability is. So this is for all types of kids. And I tell the kids on Monday morning, they're going to get better by Friday. They have to. It's foolproof because we're teaching fundamentals every day. And part of fundamentals is learning how to play with players on your team, other people on your team. I think kids at a young age think that basketball is all about just shooting, and they're not being selfish. They just don't know how to play. It's our job to teach them, and that sort of thing where the kids, they will get better. And, you know, for example, I insist that they use that offhand during some of the drills. They've got to get better with the offhand, and the way the game's played today, it's a very transition game. Obviously, you got to be able to shoot, so we do a lot of shooting skills. We have shooting competition, 3-on-3. So it's all encompassing, and we've got very good coaches at the camp. I'm really excited about camp. I think, you know, I know I'm biased about this, but arguably we had the best basketball camp in the NBA. So we're anxious to get going starting Monday.
We're talking to the coach, Tony Fiorentino. Coach, we got game three of the NBA Finals tonight. Have you been watching any a bit of the finals? And if you have, what have been your impressions so far these first couple of games?
Well, I thought before the series started that Golden State would win the championship, but Toronto will make them a run for their money. And so, you know, without knowing that, you knew Durant was going to be out at least for some of the games, but it looks like they've got some other injuries as well they got to deal with. So this is going to be interesting tonight to see who plays, who can play at what capacity, you know, and if Toronto can bounce back from a game pod that they wish they, that they felt they should have won if they didn't have that lull for 6 minutes in the third quarter. We'll see what happens tonight, but it's going to be an interesting game. It's been an exciting series.
I got to ask you, like, so in your time being around the NBA and coaching, when you get down to these series and you get deeper and the games get more significant, obviously guys want to push through it a little bit more to try and make it out there because, you know, the stakes are higher than ever. Like, do you have a moment or a story of a guy who had to do a little bit extra to even just get out on the floor because it was a heavy stakes postseason game and you guys really needed him?
Dwayne Wade tried back in 2005, Shaq's first year. We were playing Detroit in the fifth game at home, and he hurt a muscle in his stomach on a play. We're up 20 when it happened.
Yep.
And then he sat out game six. We lost. Game seven, he tried to play, had a great third quarter, but had nothing left in the fourth. And we were even up one with about a minute and a half left in that game for the right to go to the finals. And he tried to push through it, and just he had a good third quarter. And you say, okay, now, you know, but then he couldn't do it in the fourth. It was just, it was too debilitating. So that sort of thing is, you know, it's up to each individual. But I think the one aspect that I haven't heard about the series that people never talk about is when you get into a series like this, if you have players like Golden State has, you know, great players, future Hall of Fame players, when they practice every day, the players that are on the team with them that are not celebrated players, some most people don't even know their name, the average fan don't know the names of some of the other players, they get better playing against those great players every day. So when they have to be called upon as the next man up, they're ready and they're more prepared to play in a series than they normally would be because they have to hold their own, at least not get embarrassed in practice every day against great players. I think that's what you're seeing with some of the other guys that come off the bench for Golden State. And so it'll be interesting, again, to watch tonight to see guys who haven't been there, like Toronto, playing against a team that has been, and players who, even though Golden State has players who haven't been there, they have played against great players every day in practice to see who's going to shine tonight. Somebody that's not, as quote, a no-name guy is going to have a really good game tonight, either on one side or the other, Coach, or maybe both.
Coach, since Kevin Durant got hurt, we've been having discussions about the Golden State offense and what it looks like without Kevin Durant. You know, it looks a little more familiar to what we used to before he got there. It, you know, sometimes it looks a little bit better, although people criticize me for saying that. But what does it say about that franchise that they could lose arguably the player that's playing the best in the NBA and still be able to play at this high level?
Well, it's a great point you're making. I remember before game six in the Western Finals with against Houston, Golden State lost Durant in Game 5. People saying, oh, now can Golden State win the series? I still expected them to win the series, and I told people I wouldn't be surprised if they went in and won Game 6 in Houston because you got guys, who, first of all, who have been there before, and they don't have that crutch to fall back on in Durant. So they've got to raise their game. So what I'm talking about, it becomes a mental thing. It becomes you're willing your team to win. They've done it before. And you saw the greatness of some of the other players, you know, Curry and Kyle and all those guys and Draymond Green. You saw their greatness come through in that game against Houston. The reason why they won that game, obviously there's a lot of talent, but they believed they were going to win before they started the game. They couldn't win that game unless they believed they could. And that falls back, that they were falling back on their championship pedigree from before when they won without Durant the first time. So I think that's what you're seeing. And I think that when great players don't have that other great player there, it's almost more like when Michael Jordan was sick and he had to concentrate more and score, they had that great game when he had the flu. It's kind of, the guys kind of regroup and mentally, they're mentally strong, they're confident, they've got that championship pedigree. Some of them are future Hall of Fame players. You pull all that together and you're not surprised that they can survive without Durant up to this point.
Coach, one of the things that I've noticed about Golden State is you don't realize, like, they don't really have another Durant on that team, so they have to play differently. And so people look at different and think it's necessarily better. But Kevin Durant is one of the few players in the NBA under any circumstance he can get a shot off. And they don't necessarily have that guy, so they have to use ball movement and ball screens and have Steph run around in order to generate offense, because they don't have that guy here, take the ball and go get me a shot.
Right, right, you're right. And what happened, what you're seeing, I think, Golden State's playing more up-tempo. You see, Jamon Green's always attacking.
Right.
I think he's doing that more now than he did before, because they feel that they've got to score more in transition. And they, you know, they get down, and to them, that could mean taking the three in transition. That's a little different than what it was 10, 15 years ago. But they do have that mentality that they can just take over a game and do what they have to do. But there's other aspects about Golden State that people forget about. It's, first of all, for years, they've been one of the top teams in the league in scoring in the paint. This year, they're one of the top teams with the mid-range game. And you noticed the other day, the last 22 baskets they made were on assists.
Right.
And so they get back to the mentality that, even though it seems like they don't have that great player in Durant, obviously, to fall back on, but their passing can passing the ball well can always be ahead of good defensive rotation. And, you know, I thought it was a brilliant move by Nick Nurse to go to a box and one, because you catch a team by surprise. And, you know, you don't normally like to do that as a coach on any level, do something maybe that your team's not ready to do or haven't done before. And maybe they have, maybe they practiced it, but it almost worked. But they can't do it tonight because obviously Golden State would be ready for it. I'd be curious if Klay Thompson plays, will Nick Nurse go to a triangle and two tonight? Which would be, you know, a triangle would be three guys playing a zone with two guys guarding man-to-man against Klay Thompson and Curry. So that's something, if I was the coach, if I was Kerr, Coach Kerr, I would maybe go over that for 10 minutes in practice, because now you got to expect some kind of gimmick maybe that the opposing coach may use. So you always try to be one step ahead of what you think may happen.
Coach, before we get you out of here, well done by you calling out that Drake, man. Bandwagon fan. This guy was on the Heat all those 4 years, courtside, acting like he was an A1 Heat fan. You had to say it, Coach. Bandwagon fans and pseudo-experts, you got to call him out.
He got upset because he wanted to go in the locker room when the team won the championship, but he wasn't allowed in. He didn't have the credentials. And so all of a sudden you find him, you know, hugging everybody in Toronto. And hey, it is what it is. But going back to our camps, if anybody's interested in registering, you go to MiamiHeatCamp.com or JuniorHeat.com, and you get your application. You can sign up for camp there. So we'll see. We're looking forward to great camps, and I'm looking forward to watching the game tonight, as long as I can watch the Yankees as well. I got to watch both.
Totally, Coach. Well, have a great summer with the camps, man. All the best. Hope it's a great success once again, and we'll talk to you down the line.
You got it, man. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Ciao.
That's the coach, Tony Fiorentino. Super cool. Can pull off the chow like nobody can.
Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.